Well, let's kick off with a look at the week's science, as we always do. And here's a very exciting story, which is published this week in the journal PLOS One. And it comes from the Netherlands and also from Arkansas, because two researchers have got together, Baron Stoll, and he's a researcher based in the Netherlands, and also Terry Borman, who is a maker of violins from Arkansas. And the two of them decided to try and look into the question of why Stradivarius and Guarnari violins sound so good. Now, the researchers in the Netherlands have been developing systems for scanning lungs, because when people develop lung disease, it's very useful to know something called the lung density. Now, this is the size of the air spaces in the lungs, because when lungs are damaged by things like cigarette smoking, the size of the air spaces, the alveoli, can increase. And the bigger they are, the less good they are at putting oxygen into the bloodstream. So having an accurate measurement of that can help to show how well someone's lungs are responding to therapy or how much they've deteriorated. And this can help people to have some kind of prognostic information about the state of their disease. Now, what these researchers decided to do was to measure the wood density in five ancient violins, 300 years old, both a Stradivarius and also Guarneri violins. Now, Del Gesu, who is Guarneri, they're both incredibly good violin makers, dating back to the early 1700s to the mid-1700s. Their violins are valued in the millions and viewed as the best violins the world has today. But why do they sound so good? Well, what these researchers did was to scan the wood from these violins in these CT scanners, and the amazing thing they discovered when they compared the wood to wood from violins made today by Terry Borman was that the differential density of the wood, in other words, the difference between wood that was formed in the spring and wood that was formed in the winter time in the wood, was very, very small, very little difference in the ancient violins, and it was very, very big in the more recently made violins.
So what's causing that? Is it some kind of climate change or, you know, has something happened to the trees?
Well, when you look at how trees grow, they tend to grow very fast in the spring, and the wood that they lay down tends to be very porous. It's very open. It tends to be weaker than the denser, harder, firmer wood that they lay down towards the end of the season and in the winter time. And so what the researchers are suggesting is that either there was some kind of climate thing which made the trees grow differently in this part of Italy in the 1700s, which sounds a bit unlikely, but not impossible, because there was a climate phenomenon called the Maunder Minimum around this time, and this was a period of very low solar activity. There were far fewer sunspots around this time than there would be normally, so it was colder, it was a few degrees colder, and this may have affected the growth of wood. They're suggesting that's one possibility. But another researcher, who is called Joseph Nojvari, he's emeritus professor at Texas A&M University in America, he had a paper in Nature a few years back where he had analysed the wood from Stradivarius violins, from tiny fragments from where people had their violins repaired, and his analysis using spectroscopy showed that the wood had been chemically brutalized, and his thoughts were that people around this time knew how to add various chemicals, perhaps iron or copper, to the wood, which broke down the cross links between the wood, which would have accounted for this reduction in density seen by these researchers, and this changed the acoustic properties. Why were they doing that? Well, it could be that in fact it was an early effort to chemically preserve the wood, because other people have noticed that furniture made in Cremona in Italy, this bit of Italy, never gets woodworm, even today. And so it could be that bathing the wood in these salts had a side effect of making it sound great, but it was mainly done to preserve it.
The irony that they weren't really aiming for a good sound.